Brothers and sisters, it is not usual to wear this dress, this color. Do you see it? Do you see this color? It's red. It's not usual to wear red color, especially on Sundays. But today, we have to do it because we are celebrating the feast of Saint Peter and Paul. And we know them to be the pillars of the church. We are remembering their loyalty and faithfulness to Jesus while they accepted to spread the good news until they shed their blood. And we are just recognizing that task that they accomplished. We are recognizing their martyrhood. We are recognizing and we are valuing their blood that they shedded for the good news to be spread out. Happy Feast of Saint Peter and Paul, because we are all included in their mission. Today, normally I should, for teachers, for some of you who have been, who taught or who teach, normally we say, prima non datur, ultima dispensatur. That's Latin. It would be the same way I'm feeling that the first homily should be not done and the last one as well, because the first one was the introduction and this, the last one, is just waving goodbye, saying goodbye. But today, while thinking on these first disciples of Jesus, it's our turn to ask ourselves, how did we use our gifts, the baptismal gift? Because that's where we were committed, like they did, to say, Jesus, I'm gonna follow you. Wherever you will be, I will be following you. Celebrating this feast is at the same time to ask ourselves, if these guys accepted to shed their blood because of the love that they have for Jesus, where myself did I give the example, or where myself did I accept to shed, to let go all those things in order to show my faithfulness to Jesus? Did I try? Did you try yourselves? Trying this, it's from this gospel. We just had Jesus asking his disciples a very interesting question. Who do people say that I am? That's a question. And brothers and sisters, this question was very easy to answer. We heard how the answers came first, because they gave him at least three names, and it is easy for all of us to report what others say. It is easy for us to report, and sometimes we report and we exaggerate. And when Jesus turned against them and asked them, and you who have been drinking with me, who have been walking with me all the time, who do you think that I am? That was very challenging. If you are with someone having a conversation, sometimes he may say, I hear people say this about you. And in fact, this is sometimes what we call gossiping. That is what we call criticizing and gossiping. We can talk about people behind their backs. If we are reporting what we heard others saying about to those people, we forget the main question to ask them, if this talked about this about me, talked this about me, what was your role? What did you say? Did you defend my name? Or were you there like mute, not speaking? How did you behave? we found out that this question, we never ask it. Because even the person who's reporting what the others said, he was inside. He was involved in those bad words, those bad words. But he doesn't want to show his role. That's why Jesus said, and then to you. Brothers and sisters, this should be our question today. Do we have an answer to answer to Jesus? We were all baptized and we were committed to follow him. We were committed to footstep him. Don't we preach the God? Don't we preach Jesus that we heard others saying, not having ourselves, our own experience with Jesus? Do we have our own experience with Jesus? We heard how this challenging question, everyone becomes like silent, and then we had Peter saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, we can't really recognize the presence. We can't really recognize and feel the presence of Jesus if we are tied up with those kind of chain. We had in the first reading how those who were committed to, who had that experience with Jesus, how they were committed to spread that good news until Jesus himself appeared to them and broke those chains that were tied them up not to go, not to improve their lives. We had how it said, now you no longer have those chains, go. Brothers and sisters, whenever we attend Mass, that's what we hope. That should be our hope. What chains that tied you that you want Jesus to break? Maybe the chain of hatred, maybe the chain of gossiping, maybe the chain of criticizing others, maybe the chain of all those kind of evil that we have been going through. Jesus wants to break all those chains. So whenever we are no longer tied on with those chains, we are called to go out to spread the good news. That's how we heard Peter and John just went freely from their prison, from the prison of my hatred, from the prison of my gossiping, from the prison of criticizing. Jesus is sending me to spread the good news. Are we ready to do so? Today, this question is no longer for Peter. It's for all of us who are baptized, all of us who are faithful. Because since these guys had their experience with Jesus, we heard how nothing would scare them. Nothing would scare them. They were there just spreading that good news until they accepted to shed their lives so that good news may continue and become prosperous. And because of their encouragement, because of their examples, we are here and we pretend to be the faithful, to be royal to Jesus, and we are called today to examine ourselves. To examine ourselves. How am I following Jesus? Where did I meet with him? What my own experience with Jesus, not being with the crowd, but what is my experience with Jesus? Whoever encounters him, immediately he gives him the new mission. We heard how Peter, who had been walking with Jesus like other disciples, how the Holy Spirit revealed to him, and he was privileged to know Jesus and saying alone, you are the Son of God. And Jesus said, now you are a rock, you are a pillar, and upon you I'm going to build my church. Celebrating this feast, we are also celebrating the principle and the mission in the church. You know, from Peter, we have now Pope Leo. We have Pope Leo from Peter. And we know, we heard how Jesus said, you are the rock on which I will found my church. Are we proud of being members of that church? How do we live and how do we practice our faith? They shedded their red blood, but in my daily life, I'm being asked to shed maybe my white blood. Brothers and sisters, the white blood is those daily sacrifices. No one will come and say, because you are now praying, I'm gonna kill you. No, but those kind of white blood, those kind of small and daily sacrifices, we are showing that we truly love Jesus. We are showing to him that we are assuring him our loyalty and our faithfulness and how we are committed to let people know his name. That's you, that's me today. If we are really celebrating, you can't celebrate this feast if you are still tied with those evil things. You can't spread his name. In a few minutes, we're going to receive him. We heard in the second reading how St. Paul was telling to Timothy, maybe it's my time to go because we will all go. But he was very proud of himself that he had accomplished his race, the race that he had to go. And it's time, when time will come, I will go, I will leave. But he encouraged him, you continue, preach, unceasingly preach and teach until the good news will be heard and spreaded all over the world. That's my mission, to go out from my heart, to go out of my heart and meet those people to whom I have to spread that good news. May God help us all. May God help us all, because we are living in a confusing world. This world is very challenging and confusing. Once we abandon all those confusions, we will clearly see who is Jesus. As a faithful Catholic, we are very proud of our faith. In a few minutes, we're gonna say, Jesus, I really love you. I really love you, but I'm not worthy to receive you because I know what is in my heart. You came to untie all those chains that tied me up. Sometimes I become indignant not being able to see. That's why we said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Everyone knows what is in the depth of his heart. But if you say only one word, that availability, because I'm available, if you say only one word, I shall be healed. We all need that healing. That's why we process to receive the Holy Communion, not eating bread as trees, but giving Jesus shelter in our hearts, giving him a safe dwelling place, offering him a very clean heart to come and sit in there. Whenever we receive the Holy Communion, let's keep that in mind. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Because in my heart there is hatred, there is that unkindness, there is that discrimination, and Jesus can never sit together with all those things. Even though I attend Mass, even though I celebrate Mass, I do still have in the depth of myself all those kind of things that Jesus won't sit with and talk with. Whenever we receive him, have that courage. He encourages us. We normally eat. Do you remember the question that I asked recently? Do we eat to live, or we are living to eat? I know this homily should be too long because it's the last one. Don't worry. Yes. But do you live to eat, or you eat to live? That's the question of everyone. Do we eat to live, or do we live to eat? That's the question that everyone should respond. And the answer of this question will come from my outside practices. Because at the end of Mass, what are we going to say? The Mass is ended, go in peace. Which means we should be sharing and spreading all we received during Mass. And whenever I receive Jesus through his body, I'm sent out just to spread and to share what I received. Because that's what St. Paul said last Sunday. Brothers and sisters, I gave to you what myself I had received. If you continue to keep that hatred, if you are having those kind of conflict with the people, where did you get it, first of all? Where did you get those? Because during the Holy Communion, that's what that Jesus always says in the silent. He will always tell you, go and forgive this one. Go and reconcile with your spouse. Go and set a good example to your children. Go and try to live peacefully with your neighbor. Go and give peace to your workmate. Because in the silence of our hearts, after receiving the Holy Communion, that's the message that is to us. And go in peace. Take that peace, take what you received yourself, and you go and share with your brothers and sisters outside who may be suffering in their souls and in their bodies as well. May God help us all to open our eyes. May the prayers of these first disciples of Jesus profit all of us. And may we be able to take this joy, to take this peace to those who are in the most need. Amen.